Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Rika. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Cynthia Brochman calling, and we had a charge come out of our account, and I'm fairly certain that I never ordered anything from you. Could you check what you have as your records, because we're concerned about fraud on our card?
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide your zip code for me?
Yes, 53209.
And your first and last name?
Cynthia Brotzman, B-R-O-T-Z-M-A-N.
And can you verify your shipping address for security reasons?
Mm-hmm. 1912 West Rochelle Avenue, Glendale, Wisconsin, 53209.
Okay, I do see the account here for the watch and the earbuds you order on the 9th of this, on March.
So wait, that, and how much was that? That was not, that was supposed to be sent as a shipping only, I thought.
Yes, ma'am, you did. You're correct about that. You paid the shipping charges, but the product was on that 14-day trial period. It was just a trial-basis product. You had to call and cancel to stop any recurrent, to stop the one-time charge. You didn't call and cancel it.
I need you to say that again about the one-time charge. What?
It was a one-time charge if you didn't call and cancel. So basically, what I mean by one-time charge, you pay for the product instead of like a recurring charge. You just basically paid it off.
Okay. Well, that was really not clear in the advertising that that it was that we had the earbuds for and the watch for a 14-day trial period. So
yes, ma'am. I'm sorry if you misled. I'm sorry for the misled information, but you had to read the terms and conditions to see the statements about the product.
All right. Okay. So it's just too late. We can't send them back or anything like that, right?
Yes, ma'am. It's already charged for the product.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Thank you for calling Customer Support. All right. Bye-bye.